In the second year of Tennessee Promise, one state agency is hoping the popularity of the free community college program will help a small segment that often struggles with continuing their education, foster kids. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Ryan Brinko has bounced around group homes and foster care since he was 15 years old. Now he's 18 and wants to go to Nashville State Community College.
I was kind of having difficulty on trying to find a way to pay for it. I realized that Tennessee Promise would be the best way to go.
He says it was a caseworker from the Department of Children's Services who pushed him to sign up. DCS isn't keeping track of how many foster kids take advantage of the grant, but Michael Leach, who oversees independent living services, says it has seen an increase in the number going to college, and he thinks Tennessee Promise is contributing to that.
Most vulnerable are hearing about college, and people are talking to them about, you know, we believe in you and you can go to college.
And he says the benefit of Tennessee Promise is more than financial. In fact, many foster kids already have other scholarships they can get. Leach is more interested in the fact that the program pairs students with community mentors, a support system.
Kids aging out of foster care, I mean, we know that the best predictor of success is a connected, caring adult.
Leach says he'd love for the program to train mentors specifically to work with former foster kids. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
More than 54,000 high school seniors have signed up for free community college so far. The deadline is Monday at midnight.